So we were talking about until now how we have the Nevi'ei Sheker, these false Nevi'im that are telling Achav, go out to war, the war you'll be successful, everything will be fine, it will be victorious. And this one Navi, who's a real Navi, Michiyahu, is telling Achav, first he calls him over, and he tells Achav, he repeats the same language that the Nevi'ei Sheker used. Right? He tells him, right? Go up, you'll be successful, and Hashem will help you be successful. He's using the same language as the Nevi'ei Sheker, but Achav understood that he was being sarcastic. He wasn't saying the real thing. So he tells him, no, tell me, I want you to tell me what Hashem said. Don't pull all these monkey business over here. Don't pull all these tricks. I want you to tell me what Hashem said. He tells him, I see that the Jewish people are scattered over all the mountains. They don't have a leader because their leader died, referring to Achav. But because the leader died, he was really the one to be held accountable. But they can all go home in peace. So then Achav turns to Yehoshaphat, Melech Yehuda, and he tells him, oh, you see, this Navi, I knew already before I called him, I knew that he's going to have terrible news for me. Every day he gives a prophecy that I'm going to die. My old household is going to die. So he's just bad news. Yeah, we have to just ignore it. Suppose you get this. V'yemer lachin shama dvar Hashem. Reisi es Hashem yeshu v'kisa v'chotzva shamayim oimed olav mi'minai u'mismailai. So now, the Navi Michiyahu is telling him what he actually saw, what his real prophecy, his real nevuah, and he tells him, "I see, the vision that I see is, I see the Malachim standing on his right and Malachim standing on his left." So now, the Malbim Avir explains that he's giving a mashal to how Achav will fall. So what's happening over here is that any time a person does an Avera, he creates a negative spiritual force. He creates a malach of sorts that is going to be the cause for his downfall. Right? This negative malach that's going to cause his downfall. And so what's happening over here is the prophecy that the Nevi'ei Sheker, the false Nevi'im, are giving over is coming from where? It's really coming from Hashem. But this is what we were talking about last time or the time before, is that it's a Ruach Sheker from Hashem. Hashem is sending a Ruach Sheker, a false prophecy in the mouth of the Nevi'ei Sheker, in the mouth of the false Nevi'im, and this is going to be the cause for the downfall of Achav. Because of the Averis that he had done, they caused these Malachim, these negative spiritual forces, and they are now being brought down into fruition through this Nevuah, this prophecy of the false Nevi'im. So now, that's why it says that Hashem is sitting on his throne to judge Achav for what he had done. And you have people standing on his right. People standing on his right are referring to we spoke about this last time, the Nisim, the miracles that happened come from the right of Hashem. And yeah, people were standing on his left, and they caused the downfall of people. So let's continue. Pasuk Chaf. V'yemer Hashem. Hashem turns to his malachim, to his army, so to speak, and he says, "Mi fapte es Achav? Who is going to seduce Achav? V'yal v'yipol b'ra maskilot? Who is going to seduce him to actually go out to war and to fall to be killed in Ra maskilot? V'yemer ze b'koy v'ze oimer b'koy." So what's happening over here? What is Hashem saying? What is Hashem announcing in the heavens, so to speak? What he's announcing is he's referring to the chataim, all the sins that Ahav had done throughout the years, and he's saying which one of the averis, which one of the sins of Ahav is going to be the cause for his downfall. And so, since the person who sins causes the destruction of the army of Hashem, that's why Hashem is turning to his army and say, oh, you're my army? Hashem is trying to cause your destruction by his sins. And each one of you should take responsibility and try to take down Ahav and try to kill him. Because by him sinning and causing the Jewish people to do idol worship, he's causing destruction to the army of Hashem. And therefore, they in turn are now going to take revenge because the army of Hashem is being destructed, being weighed down by the avarice of Ahav. They now in turn are going to cause Ahav's downfall as revenge, so to speak. Pasuk Chafal, V'yetzer ruach v'yamud livnei Hashem. This one spirit came out and stood in front of Hashem. V'yoymer ani afatenu. I will seduce him. V'yamar Hashem elav b'ma. Hashem turns to him and he says, how are you going to seduce him? What's the back and forth over here? So this negative spirit, that this malach, this angel, so to speak, that is coming in front of Hashem, was created through the specific aver that Ahav did by hiring false witnesses and giving testimony that will cause the death of Navos. So this spirit, this ruach, the spirit is coming in front of Hashem to demand judgment, to demand justice for Navos. And so he says, I will cause him, I will seduce him, I will cause him to go out to war, and I will cause his destruction. So Hashem says, Bema, how are you going to cause him? What does Hashem want to know? Hashem wants to know, you know, give me all the, you know, what are you going to say? How are you going to seduce him?
How?
All the inside information. So the Balaam explains that what Hashem is asking over here is because Hashem works, the Midah of Hashem is what Midah Kereged Mizah, measure for measure. Whatever you did will then be done to you. Right, we find the prime example to this is the Mitzrim, right? The Egyptians, they tortured the Jewish people. They caused them suffering for 210 years. So every single makkah, every single plague that came on their head was exactly measure for exactly what they did to the Jews. Down to the smallest detail. Every smallest detail of suffering that the Jews had to go through was now returned to the Mitzrim 10 times fold to what they did to the Jews. So Hashem is telling this spirit, how are you going to work measure for measure to cause Ahav to go to war and to kill him? V'yoymer. So the spirit turns to Hashem and says, Pasuk Chaf Beis, V'etzeh v'yisi ruach sheker b'fikol neviyov. I will go ahead and be a false prophecy in the mouth of his neviim. So Hashem says, go ahead and do carry out your plan. So what is the Ruach answering? The Ruach of Navos is answering to Hashem. He says, just like I was Navos, right? This is Navos talking, the spirit of Navos. Just like I was killed by a false testimony, I am now going in turn to give a false prophecy in the mouth of the Nevi'i Sheker, these false Nevi'im. Right? So this lie that Ahav hired against me will now turn against him. Then now his Nevi'im, his prophets, are lying to him. That is the measure for measure that's happening to Ahav now. And Hashem says, yeah, okay, that's a very good plan, because that's exactly measure for measure.
You will entice and you will prevail.
Yes, you will prevail. However, what did he tell him? Tzei v'asekein, go out and do so. What does that mean? Because Hashem is emes, Hashem is truth, and his sign is truth. So yes, you as a individual, as a independent spiritual force can go ahead and do this. But before you do that, you have to leave my presence. I cannot allow you to do this while you're in my presence, because it's an antithesis to Hashem's being, which is truth. So this negative spiritual force has to carry it out after it already left the presence of Hashem. Because it can't be together with Hashem, because Hashem is truth. So you have to leave my presence. Teitzim imichitzasi. So what happens? Ve'ata, pasuk chav gimel, ve'ata, hine nasan Hashem ruach sheker b'fil kol nevi'echa ele, v'Hashem diber alecha ra'a. So this is, so to speak, going on in Shemayim, going on in the heavens, right, in the background. Now, in pasuk chav gimel, this is Michiel himself telling the Nevi'e Sheker what's happening in Shemayim. Right? You think you're getting a real Nevuah. Right? They're finally getting a real Nevuah. Until now, they had just that false Nevuah. Now, they're finally getting a Nevuah, a real spiritual Nevuah, a real spiritual experience from Hashem. But Michiel is telling these Nevi'im, these false prophets, yes, you think you're getting a real Nevuah, but really, this is where it's coming from. It's coming from the ruach, the spirit that came from the killing of Noah.
But now you're telling me, or you're saying that they didn't make it up.
No. So meaning it wasn't a nevuah from Hashem. It was a spiritual nevuah, but not from Hashem.
I understand that, but never. The guy, when they said it, it wasn't their. They didn't make this up. They got information to say this way because of what happened.
Exactly.
But they thought they were doing the right thing.
Exactly.
But they knew that it was the Sheker anyway. They knew what they are from before.
Right. But apparently they knew to detect that this is a real Nevuah. This is a Nevuah, a spiritual Nevuah, right, from Shemayim, from the heavens.
You can't blame them for that.
Right. But now Michiel is explaining to them, yes, you think you're experiencing a real Nevuah. But I'm telling you what's really going on over here. What's really going on over here is that Navis, the spirit of Navis, is coming to you. Right? It's a spiritual thing, yeah. But it's false, nonetheless.
This is really complicated. Michiel
is the only real Navi.
Yeah. But what actually between him and Hashem, there is what is actually called spirit. What is spirit?
In Hebrew? Well, what is it?
No. Who this is? This is spirit. This is kind of part of the Hashem, or part of the angel. Who is between?
So anytime a person does a mitzvah, mm-hmm. right, it creates a positive spiritual force. Right? Anytime a person does an avera, it causes a negative spiritual force. And these are what's called, in Shemayim, they're referred to as mekatrigim, prosecutors. Right? They go ahead then and go to Shemayim, go to the heavens, and they prosecute the person who committed the avera, the sin. So let me just give you a point of reference. For example, the Chofetz Chaim brings down that anytime a person does it in avera, it creates a negative spiritual force. However, just like the avera that was done, like we find over here, right? The avera that was done causes the kind of spiritual force that based on the avera that it was done. So when a person does an avera, for example, a person eats a cheeseburger, right? It's an avera. So that creates a negative spiritual force. It wants to go up to the heavens and give a report to Hashem, so to speak, about what avera this person had done, but it can't do so because it was created with an action but not with speech. So it creates a spiritual force that does not have the power of speech, because the avera was not created with speech, was created with an action. However, so you have this, what happens is you have this accumulation of tons and tons of averas, God forbid, that a person had done. None of them have the power of speech, because they were not created with the power of speech. When a person speaks Lashon Hara, he speaks something negative about somebody else, then that creates a negative spiritual force, a negative malach, And that goes up to Shemaim, and that does have the power of speech, because it was created through speech.
Yeah, through the bad speech. So
exactly.
That's what the sin is.
So now, this negative spiritual force can give a negative report to Hashem on which aver this person had done. Not only that, but what happens now is that because it was created with the power of speech, it gives the power of speech to all the other averes person had done in the past that did not have the power of speech originally, but now they do, because the person spoke Lashon Hara. So that opens up the floodgates for all the... You could have a situation where a person did, you know, averes for years, right? Talking about hundreds, thousands of averes, right? Accumulated in this huge warehouse. None of them have the power of speech, but then a person speaks Lashon Hara, and they'll now have the power of speech. It opens up the floodgates, and they can all give this negative report to Hashem.
Why there was no power of speech was because he didn't do anything. He didn't tell them to lie. He knew they were lying, but he didn't stop them. That's his sin, because he didn't stop them from...
Who?
No, he didn't stop them from testifying against the other person, which was a lie.
Right, right.
That's not speech.
Right, but he was part of a lie, right? The fact that he was part of a lie.
Because he didn't stop it.
Right.
But speech is
true.
There's no action. It wasn't even an action.
It's true.
Well, yeah.
But it's, again, we said last time, if a person has the opportunity, the possibility to stop an aver from taking place, and he does not, he's accountable just as much as the people who did it.
But in this case, this is the 21st, about spirit who stay before Hashem and talk with him. Actually, who is it? He talk with Hashem, who created him. This is not human being, not Hashem. He is able
He's an angel. He's an angel of sorts.
He's a kind of genji.
Yeah. He's an angel of sorts, yeah. It's a spiritual being.
But angel is something with spirit?
Yeah.
But spirit can be negative or positive?
Sure. Yeah, spirit can be negative and positive. Yeah. Either way. There are many different types of spiritual creatures, right? Demons, for example, right? They're also spiritual creatures. They're negative spiritual creatures, right? They're created from a very low level of spirituality, but they are spiritual.
No, usually angel, as I believe, is kind of robot. But in this case, he talked with him, and Lucas, he very creative. He said, what are you going to do? I will do something like that.
An angel is not necessarily a robot. It doesn't, you know, it doesn't do automatically what Hashem wants. We find many, many examples where the angels argue with Hashem, right? When he wanted to give the Torah to the Jewish people, right? The angels argued with Hashem. They said no. Hashem, how could you give the Torah, such a spiritual thing, to human beings, right? How can you do that?
But the angel, it's part of the creation.
Angels could be part of creation, but they could also be created through our actions.
That means can be new. Angel can be created during our action.
Yes.
It means, but if we make them, we can force him to die. After we change something, but, for example, if you bring there's something wrong, I make negative spirit. But if I fix myself, this spirit disappeared.
Yeah, that could happen. Sure, we find if a person does real tshuva, then his negative spiritual creations now turn into positive spiritual creations.
Okay, it means that not everything is created by for 7 days, but can be
Yeah, yeah, I'm saying, well, nature was created in 7 days. But spirituality is much more lucrative. It can be created based on our actions and things that take place in this world. It can cause, it can change how things are in the heavens.
But this is what I created. This is my spirit, or he can affect only me or somebody else. I may create some, this is part of my own spirit, what I born, with something another.
That's a good question. That's a very good question. It depends which person created this spiritual force, right? If it was a private person, then it's going to affect only him. But a king, right, if a king does something, then it's going to, anything he does creates a negative spiritual or a positive spiritual force on a national level because of his position, because of his effect, because of who he is in the world.
But in this specific case, who is the spirit? He talked with Hashem.
This is the spirit that was created by Achav killing Navais.
Okay, this is when he came, this spirit was born. And
it was born through the Avera, through the sin of Achav killing Navais through a false testimony. Okay, stop here. It's time for Marriage.